The Man Who Would. Herman watched Jack pack his parachute, suit up, and calibrate the oxygen mask which would keep him alive while the retrieval pod descended to Alara's surface. Then, and only then, Herman broached the subject. Jack? A gloved hand went up. It's all good, Herman. Seriously, man, you don't need to say anything. Herman, as Jack's best friend and legal representative, struggled with the possibility that Jack might not make it back. Jack, on the other hand, accepted it was an occupational hazard when leaping from perfectly functional aircraft and spaceships. Jack also understood how he came to be on the low-orbiting spaceship. Each record-breaking jump invited another and another until all the possibilities on Earth were exhausted. Alara offered the possibility to jump higher, longer, and faster than ever before. Nothing stood between him and the surface of Jupiter's eighth largest moon. I'm not worried about the jump. It's this. Herman pulled the contract and the covering letter from his pocket, thrusting them into Jack's hand. I don't understand. Read. Jack shoved the fold of papers back at Herman. It's all been said and done. Signed. First World found something. It's not going to stop you jumping in the future. You just can't jump today. When First World Corporation acquired Alara in a hostile takeover, Jack considered it an endnote for Herman to handle. But the new owners refused to give Jack permission to jump. The negotiations, protracted and nasty, should have forced Jack to find a new site. But he was stubborn, refusing to give in to the fear of litigation which motivated First World. Jack snatched the contract from Herman and ripped it until the contract became hundreds of tiny paper pieces floating about him. I guess you're not concerned that First World found a potential claimant. No, they what, bribed an ex-girlfriend to be concerned? Herman shook his head. It's more complicated than that. He retrieved the photo and piece of paper from his other pocket. Jack hesitated, then took them. He read the birth certificate and stared at the photograph. She never told me. You think Juliana wanted you to know? Jack shook his head. She said she'd never stand in the way of what I had to do, but... He stared at the photo of the young boy. I'm sorry. Herman put his hand on Jack's shoulder. I can let the crew know to... Hold on. This makes the contract null and void. Herman nodded. The contract is based on the fact no potential claimants existed to sue for death by misadventure or negligence. So they can't sue for breach of contract. No. Nor collect the associated 30% royalties. No, but what's the worst they can throw at me? Trespass. Jack tucked the photograph and the birth certificate inside his suit and picked up the mask. Jack, are you sure? I want my son to know me as the Man Who Would. The Man Who Would is included in the charity anthology 50 Stories for Pakistan, which is in aid of the victims of the Pakistan flood from last year. You can buy it at blurb.com, www.blurb.com.